40 years ago this week, America was getting to know a new president.
My fellow Americans, our long national nightmare is over.
That is from Gerald R. Ford's first speech as president after scandal forced the resignation of Richard Nixon. Then, a month later, came this moment.
A full, free, and absolute pardon unto Richard Nixon for all offenses against the United States, which he...
Those are by far the most remembered moments of the Ford presidency. But in between came a transfer of power unlike any the country has seen. Here's NPR national political correspondent Don Gagne.
Gerald Ford often said that he had never aspired to the White House. But here he was in the summer of 1974 after the first ever resignation of a U.S. president.
When he walked into the Oval Office, it had been stripped bare of every memento and every paper. It was, you know, it was like a piece of rental housing.
That's Barry Wirth, author of the book 31 Days, which looks at President Ford's first month in office. There was a long list of problems for the new guy to deal with.
The Cold War was at its height. Vietnam was winding down in a dangerous way. We were having crises in the Middle East, the first oil shocks, extreme inflation.
And there was this.
He had, in one sense, to declare his independence from Nixon, to show that everything was about to change, and in another sense, show that there was going to be continuity in government.
These clips are from NPR News that week, 40 years ago.
Henry Kissinger spent the day at the White House helping the new president get the message across that no abrupt changes are to be expected in U.S. foreign policy. Ambassadors from 57 nations trooped into the Roosevelt Room individually or in groups. First the NATO countries, then
Ford realized quickly that if he were seen solely as a caretaker president with no plans to seek the office on his own in 1976, then he'd immediately be considered a lame duck, making his job even tougher. In those first days he began looking for a vice president, some of the potential choices would play prominent roles in American politics for decades to come. At the time, Pennsylvania Senator Hugh Scott talked to NPR about some of the candidates he'd discussed with the new president.
I mentioned a number of names there, including Rockefeller and Bush, and some very well-qualified senators came up, Senator Dominic of Colorado, Senator Javits, and Senator Dole, for instance, and others.
That's Bush, as in George H.W. Bush. Dole is Senator Bob Dole. Also angling for the job was Donald Rumsfeld. Eventually, Ford chose New York Governor Nelson Rockefeller as his VP. That week, Ford also addressed a joint session of the U.S. Congress. He pledged, quote, communication, conciliation, compromise, and cooperation.
I do not want a honeymoon with you. I want a good marriage.
For all the political drama, just as interesting was Gerald Ford's own personal story. Remember, the nation knew very little about him at this point. For 10 days, Ford and his family continued to live in their split-level suburban home in Alexandria, Virginia. He commuted 10 miles to the White House. One memorable image from that week shows the family, the president, Betty Ford, and two of their children, in their knotty pine-paneled kitchen, reading the morning papers, drinking coffee. David Hume Kennerly, an award-winning photojournalist who became Ford's official White House photographer, took that photo.
That picture was taken right before he got ready to go out the door to down to the White House. And that was normal. Like, they were talking about normal family things, like who's going to get the dry cleaning, who's going to do this, who's going to do that.
Kennerly says they looked like an average American family because they were. The public wished Ford well and immediately took to him. Then in September, he pardoned Richard Nixon. Ford insisted it was necessary for the country to move beyond Watergate, but it would change public perception overnight and end much of the goodwill he enjoyed those very first days. Don Gagne, NPR News, Washington.